The Homestead by Francis Ray Brown. Just south of Sierra Trigo, which means Mountain of Wheat, named for the long waving bunch grass, and at the edge of the National Forest, stretching for miles to the southward, to the top of Old Baldy, the highest mountain in the state, lies the Homestead. It used to have a pretty spring, which watered a little valley decorated with wild flags, resembling orchids, and other wild flowers and enormous many-colored butterflies. The cattle were always taken to the mountains in the summer, and enough of them were milked so we had lots of cream for ice cream, made with a hand-turned freezer and snow from the ice house. The ice house was a refrigerator made with sawdust in the thick walls and over and under the snow, so that the snow lasted all summer. We had enough chickens to get eggs for divinity candy. Heaven is a place where children live on homemade ice cream and divinity candy. We had a garden in which turnips, almost as sweet as apples, were raised, the sweetness due perhaps to the lack of minerals and salt. The wind moaned through the long needles of the giant pines with a lonesome sound. There were horses to ride, calves to rope, and work to be done. There were scolding blue jays and bushy-tailed tree squirrels, as well as an occasional cottontail, and always prairie dogs at the foot of Sierra Trigo, barking at strange sights, or perhaps for their own amusement, and then sliding down their holes if danger approached. A paradise lost in an age perhaps too busy.